Stephen Jew here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why House Academy, why the launch was so successful. What do you think, really quickly?
Buyers ready to go.
That's what I think, too.
Okay.
That's exactly what I think. I think people in our
Land Academy... I have a list of four things, and that's my first.
People in our Land Academy group were just ready to expand into a different product type and add it to their business. Is that what you mean by ready to go?
Yep.
Awesome. Me too.
I'll elaborate more in a minute.
How often is it that we agree on this show?
Look at us. We've come a long way, baby. You know what? It's like we could read each other's minds.
Oh, my gosh. It's like every man's nightmare.
I know exactly what you're thinking. You're going to go, boy, I hope not.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jeremy asks, I'm an expat, been living around Southeast Asia for the past few years, and really don't have plans to be in the U.S. for more than a few weeks a year. Is there anyone else here that operates from outside the U.S.? I'd love to hear what road bumps you have had due to location. The biggest ones I'm currently predicting have to do with paying for the land. The advice I hear is to send out a mobile notary with a deed and a cashier's check. But not being in the U.S., I'm not sure how I would actually mail the notary a cashier's check. Thoughts on this or anything else I might be missing?
It's interesting. We had this topic on our Thursday call last week, a Thursday webinar. And Jill, go ahead and answer it because...
We had a guy in Ireland.
My advice, is going to be very short and at the end and different.
Yeah, yours is very different than mine. Well, my advice was do like this person's doing and put a note in Land Investors and talk to other members because we've had several other members that have done this successfully. So, and the nice thing is you can get a mail place in the United States, like a remote mail place. So your mail looks like it's coming and going from the U.S.
All that.
And they'll bundle it up for you. They'll even open it and scan it for you.
Send it to you.
So it takes a lot of that part out of it. But there are a few things like this, like, okay, how am I going to get money over there real quick? I mean, you could maybe wire money. There's just some tricky issues. And I know everybody has different ways that they do them. Trying to think what else did I say about it yesterday?
There's a lot of ways to address all the little tiny things that need to go on in a land transaction from another country. But here's the way to address them all, in my opinion. Get yourself a partner that's in the stateside and who's close to a bank branch and cut them in on the deal. Maybe somebody that's retired, maybe an old buddy, something where you guys have a joint bank account and he's, understands computers and how to print stuff out and
that is the easiest.
That is the absolute best way. So I'll tell you, so here's an example. I mean, how I run these companies could be run from anywhere because I don't actually do any of the real work except for like the stuff that I'm on a computer. So I could do this from Japan easily. Because somebody else is going to the bank anyway.
We did that on purpose.
Right. So, if you're not there yet in your career, I don't know, just cut the person in I'm not sure. Go on to landinvestors.com and there's people there that would love to help you. We do the stuff all together anyway.
Well, I was waiting to see, too, if you had any... Did you put in any of the... you didn't put any responses here, but do you remember any of the responses to this question?
I didn't read them.
Oh, okay.
And I did this quite some time ago.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a lot of responses in there now.
Exactly. And listener, if you want to read this, you can. Go on the online community and check this out and see what they have to say. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that are in other countries, and that's why they're here.
Because,
and that's the whole point here. One of the things about buying and selling land is we can do it from anywhere. We're constantly buying land, in four states over. I'm never going to go see it, ever.
The houses we buy, we don't go see. We sub that all out.
Exactly. Commercial property I'm selling right now. So I've never seen it, never will.
I haven't been in that state since I was a kid.
There you go.
Today's topic, why the House Academy product, our product, why that launch went so successfully well. This is the meat of the show. House Academy, in my opinion, was a very logical extension from Land Academy. But it's very different. How we buy and price property and scrub out the data and who goes and looks at it is very, very, very night and day from Land Academy. But I think the data part of it the data-driven concept of sending out blind offers to owners is very, very similar. Mm-hmm. So I think it's saying to our current Land Academy members really, really well.
Many of them. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? There was a large, but the majority of members did not come over to Land Academy, to House Academy 2. And that also makes me happy because they're so flippin' happy with land. They're like, why bother? Why mess with it? Why mess with this? It's working perfect. Yeah. We've talked to members making, over $100,000 a month successfully doing just fine
without
houses. Land, not houses. They're like, why do I bother with that? And like, I understand.
So. Per deal, we make more money on houses than we do on land, but we just do a lot more land deals. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the case with just about everybody in the group who's got both programs, who's involved in both programs.
Exactly. So I think that, so one of the reasons I think it went so great is that, we had already had a group of people all ready to go. They were ready for it in their careers and ready for it like, I can't wait to see what you guys are doing now.
Yeah.
Ready for it kind of thing. So that worked out great. Also, it's not our first time. I'm serious. It's good to point out that this is not our first program. And it's almost technically our third because we did the Cash Flow from Land program.
Yeah.
And then we circled back around, did a revision, and we added infill lots and now House Academy. So it's really kind of the third, if you will, big program that we put together. So that wasn't crazy. And also, we know how to do a solid... You know how to do a solid product, man.
This is a good compliment. Thank you.
You really put everything you can and everything that you can think of into our program so people really know what to do. And from the data to running their business to, setting goals.
We have a deal funding product for houses. If you go onto either Land Academy or Land Investors, you can submit a deal and we'll buy it and split it with you when it's sold, as long as you do all the work. And we have one for House Academy. We don't talk about it too much.
Yep.
And the properties that we're getting through are staggering. We're buying some properties in Texas that will net each party involved $50,000. Oh, yeah. So, the product really works. The way that we price this, it really, really, really works. Mm-hmm. We're buying a ton of property in Arizona right now. I think like more than 10 houses right now. Mm-hmm. And with a net of between 20 and 50 grand each. And we'll never see those houses and happily split it with the boots on the ground there. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm really happy about it. If you haven't checked it out, check out our House Academy show. It's just like this, but with the actual boots on the ground where we directly talk about the deals that we're doing.
Exactly. What else do you think that was so successful?
It was a real logical extension of Land Academy. I really attribute it to that. Like, if there's a band that you love and you buy the album, you're going to buy the second one. And I think that's has a lot to do with it.
I think it's so funny is we were quietly doing house deals before we were going to do House Academy, which is funny too. We just were, because it was an extension, it was just natural for us, right? So is there going to be a commercial academy? I don't know. We'll see. I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
There's going to be a car academy.
Okay, good. Because Lord knows we've been buying a lot of cars.
Car academy.
We know how to do that well.
We'll launch it about 3 to 4 months from now, before year end. Or maybe right at, right in January. But
that's cool. Can't wait to see how that goes.
Everybody I talk to about this is like, sign me up.
I know. I'm teasing you, by the way. You know that. Yep. That's so funny.
It was fun. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't. I think we covered it.
Hey, we know your time is valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today anyway. Join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. We don't say it often enough. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, short show. It was Friday. It's awesome. Wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.